Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the world. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America, and also all of our listeners tuning in from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy to be with everyone here on this very beautiful day. Now, today we have back with us our very wonderful and inspiring guest that, again, has inspired so many people in her life. We have with us life coach and intuitive counselor, Paula Seller, and she is the founder of HeartWorks, Compassion Heals. And again, to anyone out there tuning in today that is looking for inspiration or motivation and looking to really make some change in their lives, please, again, grab a cup of coffee, pull up a seat, get very comfortable, because Paula will be sharing a lot of very important information with us today. Now, it is now Thursday, the 4th of May, and I would like to remind everyone tuning in, especially our listeners that are overseas, that are in different time zones, if you miss any portion of our segment today with Paula, it will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. So please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, it's just about a worldwide thing now. Everyone is a part of it. We're also on Facebook, and you can listen to the show live from there as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. We're also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. So strength and perseverance comes from within. And what we do in the face of adversity can define our very existence. And no matter what type of obstacles are thrust upon us, it's really essential for us to remember that anything is possible. And within moments of anyone speaking to life coach and intuitive consultant Paula Seller, you can easily understand, control, and excel with the power that you hold within yourself. Now, Paula's illustrious background includes earning a bachelor's degree in psychology, special education, along with a master's degree in special education and agency counseling. And Paula excelled for over 40 years in the human service industry as a special education teacher, social services administrator, and even a rehabilitation counselor, before she really decided to head out on her own as a certified life coach, an intuitive consultant, really to help other people. And the achievements that I just mentioned are really no small task for any individual. But in Paula's case, many people are simply amazed. You see, Paula's strength was tested from birth, when she was born 2.5 months early. diagnosed with cerebral palsy and retinopathy. And what she would really do would face the passing of her mother all by the time she was 4 years old. So the challenges that Paula has faced throughout her lifetime is, again, something that many of us in this world aren't able to relate to. But even with all of those problems, she's been able to achieve far greater than many of us living out here. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you life coach and counselor, founder of HeartWorks, Compassion Heals, Miss Paula Seller. How are you doing today, Paula?
Hi, Matthew. I'm great, and I too want to welcome all the people who might be listening in.
Well, we are very happy to have you back on our show, and again, you really have such a wonderful and inspirational story. You've helped out so many people throughout your lifetime, so again, we are very honored to have you on today. For our new listeners tuning in, Paula, that really didn't get an opportunity to hear you speak before, who exactly is Paula Seller?
Well, I appreciate all the information you covered in your introduction, and I would say that personally, on a good day, I'm kind, I'm funny, I'm intelligent, and also I'm highly intuitive because my life has slowed me down enough to lovingly pay attention. And so our intuition is a natural part of who we all are, and I've been able to hone it to the degree that I can use it to be helpful to myself and other people.
And I know I briefly touched on some of your personal journey, but if you could please share with the audience in more detail this journey that led you to where you are today.
Well, I think the most important part is that I just kept going. I had persistence and courage, and my least favorite word has always been no. And I always seem to be by my developmental time in life, just on the cutting edge of what was to come. For instance, in my lifetime, we have developed Public Law 94-142 and the Americans with Disabilities Act, and so I just persevered and rode the wave and made use of my inner resources as well as any social and psychological resources that society had for me. Is that too many big words for people?
No,
it's great. Good.
Well, what I would like to know, if you could please share with the audience, how has really overcoming your physical challenges you were born with made you mentally stronger than most people out there?
Well, I appreciate that vote of confidence, Matthew. I mentioned courage and perseverance and not liking to be told no, but all of that brings in a person a spiritual strength to trust in oneself, to trust in the goodness of life, and to take calculated risks.
And really what most people aren't aware of was that even with your physical challenges, you've moved across the country by yourself. And again, something that many people would really be afraid to do. So how is moving across the country by yourself with your physical challenges really boosted your confidence?
I like to be warm in the wintertime. Can anyone relate to that who's listening? You know, each success that we have, it builds our confidence. And a lot of times we'll think, oh, you know, this is difficult. And then once we get in our own rhythm and our own flow of change, we, you know, gradually gain our positive momentum. And then we develop a reservoir of resources. And so when we have a down moment, we can make a list of the things that we do feel good about ourselves and the accomplishments that we've made. And then that can be self-sustaining also.
and really sticking to the topic of confidence, and confidence, it's really so important. But many people suffer from the lack of confidence. So how do you really help your clients regain their confidence in life?
Well, the first thing to remember for all of us is that it's all about baby steps. You know, how many times have we, made a New Year's resolution or set a goal, and we expect ourselves to go from point A to point F or something, and it doesn't happen. So reminding ourselves about baby steps, and then also sometimes people need to get really clear on what the goal is so that they know when they've achieved it. Sometimes people will tell me what they don't want, and that's good to know so that we can release that. But when we know exactly in our mind and heart what we want, we'll know when we've achieved it. And then from there, we work a plan. We work a program. Just like if we're learning any new skill, we have to take it one step at a time until we find our stride.
So why do many people change temporarily then go back to previous habits, maybe good or bad? How important
for that caveat.
How important is permanent change, and how do you gain that?
Well, I think, and I know from my own life experience, that permanent change is very important. I also understand our human nature, and I know that progress is usually two steps forward, one step back, sometimes three
yes.
steps forward, two steps back. Very rarely do we change in a straight line. And once, if we know that, we can set ourselves up for success. So that links back into our baby steps. And we need to also acknowledge our humanness and at the same time keep our motivation high. So one size does not fit all. For some people, we all have different motivators. And so for some people, it's that a girl or that a boy. For other people, it needs to be like more concrete rewards, a special activity or event. And once we see ourselves moving in the direction that we want to go, it can be self-sustaining over time.
Yes.
And I'm here to help people be clear about their goals, their motivation, what progress looks like to them. And then a coach also is someone who says, okay, I understand that you're agreeing to do this for yourself. Will you do it? And so you make a commitment to another person who can help you hold yourself accountable.
And how can gaining something like inner peace really change a person's life forever?
Well, I believe, Matthew, that, excuse me, I sound like Kermit the Frog all of a sudden. I believe, Matthew, that that inner peace is the foundation for everything good in our lives, because if I have that, then I have what I need to do anything, from getting up in the morning to brushing my teeth to climbing a mountain. And our inner peace starts from within, by how we listen to ourselves, how we speak to ourselves, how we take care of ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So that is something I am very good at teaching. And a lot of times it's just catching ourselves in that space where we're experiencing inner peace and then going, oh, this feels good. I'd like more of this. Well, what am I doing in this moment that I can repeat?
And I'm 100% sure that there is someone out there that is tuning in that is thinking, well, inner peace, I don't really have that. I'm angry at life. I'm angry at everything. I'm angry at myself. Can she help me? You know, how would she help me? How exactly do you hold your life coaching session?
Well, I would say to that person, excuse me, if they were talking to me, I would say to them, guess what? You had the courage to send the email or make the phone call, so that's the first step. You've already taken that. So now all you do is schedule the appointment and show up. So again, if someone hasn't experienced it before, they need to learn how to look and how to appreciate themselves. We've all had those conversations with people where they didn't say one positive thing about themselves or another person, and you're like, oh boy, why am I exhausted? But anyway, I can help people one-on-one. I can help people in small groups. I help people over the phone. I have a nationwide, in the United States, I have a phone practice, and I also have an office practice. So like I mentioned, if they send the email or make the phone call, that's the first step.
And to everyone tuning in, again, as she explained,
I hope
taking
that,
that first
provoked.
Step.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it was actually, it's perfect. And taking that first step is the first way to get this change that you would like. Taking that first step and just reaching out for help. And you do make a big focus on intuition. What are the biggest challenges you feel people are facing today that want to develop their own intuition?
I think there's a little bit of concern that, people might think that I'm weird or I might lose friends or colleagues. I also think that we're not accustomed to being quiet, and it's really hard to hear our inner wisdom when we're constantly plugged in and constantly keeping ourselves busy. So learning how to have a quiet moment in the midst of chaos, I think any mother who's locked herself in the bathroom, they know how to do that probably better than anybody.
Yes.
You know, to get that cow gone, take me away moment. Could apply for a dad as well. But,
yes,
you know, oftentimes busy parents are the ones who know how to catch that moment and take a deep breath. We could learn a lot from them.
And you've inspired so many people. You've helped so many people from around the country, met people from around the world. What do you hope in the end people take away from your work and your services?
Well, my passion is in helping people know what wonderful, beautiful beings they are, and to know that they have an infinite capacity to learn and to grow and to heal, and we're here to be fully alive while we're here. We don't want to get to the end of our journey and say, oh, if only I had had the blah, blah, blah to do this. You know, we want to take advantage of the gifts of each day. If it's taking a breath, you know, eating a meal, talking to another person, we don't want to let that go by. And so, if I think inspiration is maybe an overused word, and you know, because we've all gone to these motivational seminars and we come out all revved up, and then 3 hours later we're like, oh. But I think if we can say, how am I like that? Where is my passion? Where is my integrity? Where is my humor? Then we own it, and we're going to walk away with something.
And you mentioned how, you know, some people go into certain places, you know, and 3 hours later things change. I know people are aware and probably are bombarded by so many therapists, doctors, and coaches. Paula, in your opinion, what makes you feel that what really sets you apart, I guess that's the right way to say it, from other people offering similar services to yourself?
Well, primarily, I view myself as a paid consultant to that person, and I'm not the expert on their life. They are. I am the person who can provide them with an open heart, a listening ear. I can provide them with resources they may not know about. I can give them tools that they may not have been exposed to. And so that's what I am. I'm a living resource person. And the other thing is, when people look at my experience, they know that I'm not going to, if I suggest that they do something, if I haven't done it, I'll tell them so. And if I have done it, I'll tell them that I have and how I've done it. And then at each session, I say, how is this fitting for you? What feedback do you have for me? Do you have any constructive criticism? So that's how we keep it honest and real.
And Also, a quick note to our audience, and I feel this is very important for everyone to know. Every guest on our show is carefully and thoroughly vetted. And this is to ensure that we bring really the most qualified people in the world with really the most inspiring stories to speak to our audience. So again, if you're lucky enough to catch one of these segments and hear some of these incredible people speak, like Paula today, and I have to stress this again, please be aware that these are some of the most qualified people in the world that can help assist you with any services that they do offer. Paula, if you could please share with the audience the personal satisfaction you get from helping other people.
I think it's, for myself, it's being able to live the life that I choose to live for myself and to have my freedom and my independence. And for other people, it's also helping them realize who they truly are and what their full potential is, and being able to be a conduit for that, one of many, because we all learn every day from other people. Everyone around us is there to be our teacher.
And I know many people in the audience are thinking, I can use some help. You know, how do I reach out? Where can people go to find out more information about you or sign up for one of your great programs?
Thank you, Matthew. Yes, people are welcome to email me at through my website, and that is paulaseller.com. And there is some very useful information on the website. If they want to make a phone call to me, they would use their country code, or in the United States, it would be their area code, and it's 402-763-9957. And as I noted, I have an office practice for local people, and I also have a phone practice. I just have to remember what time zone I'm in.
And if you could repeat that number one more time.
Sure, Matthew. It's 1-402-763-9957, and then individuals would need to know what the country code is, and I'm sorry, I don't know what that is. I think it's pretty easy to find.
Yeah, they should be able to find that. If you do live outside of the U.S., or Canada, just find out the country code and you can call into that number that Paula just shared with us. And again, you can visit her at www.paulaseller.com. That's PAULACELLAR.com. And we do have a couple of minutes left, Paula. Do you have any parting words for our audience today?
Well, I want everyone within the sound of my voice today to let themselves shine, to be kind to themselves, and to be kind to other people. And I know anyone who's in a recovery program has heard the words, quote, fake it till you make it. So even if you're not feeling quite up to it, give yourself that boost of love and say, yes, I can, for just a moment. And notice how much better you feel in that moment for loving yourself enough to take some positive action.
Yes, and that is so true. And to the people out there that feel like that they're helpless or they can't be helped at all, do you have any words for them?
Well, I could say I'm living proof that that's you know, that anyone can be helped. And we just have to take that baby step forward, you know, to believe in ourselves, number one, and to send that email or to make that phone call. And it comes from that spark of love within us that says, I'm worthy. Yes, I can.
And to anyone, again, that's tuning in, that's looking to change your life in a positive way, again, please take that first step and reach out to Paula and give her a call or send her an email. you don't have to continue living life like this, and you could start changing your life for the better. Well, Paula, I thank you very much for joining us today and really speaking to the audience and sharing your wonderful story. We definitely look forward to having you back with us again in the future. Again, to everyone tuning in, please go to accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And again, please visit Paula's website at www.paulaseller.com. And again, that's PAULACELLAR.com. And to Paula, I thank you very much for joining us today. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Matthew. Yes, you too.
And to everyone in the audience, thank you for joining us as well. I look forward to having you all back in the next segment. You have a good day.